While world leaders have been talking about limiting global warming at the UN climate summit, Afghanistan has been moving in another direction and ramping up its production of coal. Mining for that coal is dangerous and sometimes deadly. And as NPR's Arzu Rezvani reports, in Afghanistan, kids often do much of the work.
You don't have to travel too far outside of Kabul to see signs that coal is king in Afghanistan's economy these days.
So we left Kabul just a couple of hours ago. We're about to make our way through the Hindu Kush Mountains on these back-breaking roads built by the Soviets years ago. And already we're passing truck after truck after truck, all of them full of coal. Some are carrying so much, it's just spilling over the sides.
When the old Afghan government collapsed last year, its economy collapsed with it. Foreign governments withdrew billions of dollars in economic assistance when the Taliban returned to power. Now, after a year of isolation, the cash-strapped Taliban government is increasing its coal production and exports to fill the void. And those bringing that coal to market aren't who you'd expect. We've driven through mountains, through riverbeds, and we're now walking this final stretch to get to the coal mines. And headed in the other direction, headed down the mountain, are a lot of miners with coal dust all over them. And some of these faces we see are quite young.
It's not uncommon to see children work hard jobs in poor countries, in factories, farms, or food stalls. But the scene atop this mountain is still astonishing. Inside a narrow tunnel, the distant, faint glow of headlamps appears first.
Be careful here.
Okay. As we go deeper, the young faces come into focus. Older boys are swinging pickaxes, digging for coal. Some are busy fixing wood beams for the crumbling tunnel walls. The younger boys escort coal-laden donkeys out of the mines. Among them is 12-year-old Mansoor. When he emerges from this mountain's womb, the boys outside greet him with a tune from a toy flute they take turns playing. It's a humble celebration for making it out alive, they say. Like everyone here, little Mansoor wears no helmet, no goggles, just a pair of cheap rubber shoes he sliced open to air out his little black toes peeking out.
Shush. Don't save your chops.
My workday starts at dawn, he tells me. He shepherds donkeys up and down this mountain for 10 hours a day. The work's not hard, he says, but he looks bone tired. His delicate hands are black and calloused. Much of the coal Mansoor takes down is pried out of the earth by older boys like Abdul Salam. He's 17 and already a veteran of these lands.
I've been working here most of my life. I started working in these mines when I was 9.
The child labor that existed under the old government has grown worse in the last year. The Taliban government wants to fix that. But with an economy in shambles, more families are sending younger kids here, says Jawad Jahid, the engineer who oversees this mine for the government.
Kids under 18 aren't supposed to work here. But our people are so poor, families have no choice. They send their children to work because they need the money, and it's hard for us to turn them away.
The boys earn a few dollars for a day's work. It's a strong, steady wage in these cruel economic times, even if it comes at great risk. Heavy rains last winter caused one of the tunnels here to collapse. A dozen workers were killed. When I ask 17-year-old Salam if he's worried about getting hurt, he shrugs.
It is the work of destiny. If it is my destiny to die in these mines, then so be it.
But that destiny may already be taking shape. As the sun sets, we head back down the mountain. A few young miners are sitting on a ledge overlooking this vast, blackened landscape. One of them pulls out the flute. He plays it for a few seconds, then he stops. Carry on, the other boys say, but he can't. After a long day at the mines, he
he doesn't have the breath to go on. Arzu Rezvani, NPR News, Nahrin, Afghanistan.